Happy Friday the 13th. Okay, this is too scary for me. Never mind.
This is so scary. You know, it's interesting. Some people are totally eked out, while others say it's lucky.
Yeah, you know what? I want to do some Stevie Wonder Superstitious.
Yeah.
Because that stuff freaks me out. It is Friday the 13th, and you know what's interesting? There's also a full moon tonight, which won't happen again for another 30 years.
Wow.
So it could be a while, guys, until we see another Friday the 13th with a full moon, which you know weird stuff's going to happen. And I wanted to hear from you kind of a wide spectrum of possibilities. 833-563-2539. For example, have you guys ever heard people that are like EMS drivers or work in hospitals that just weird things happen with people? Or maybe cops, law enforcement, like first responders, where it just, when there's nights like this, things get out of control. They get out of hand.
Mackenzie, I love how yesterday Joe was like, I don't believe in psychics, but today he's like, ooh, but superstitions.
I'm not leaving my house when I get in tonight.
The full moon, I believe that.
There are totally different things right there, young man. They are totally different, and this doesn't cost you any money per minute. 833-563-2539. The phone's already ringing, but want to hear from you. I'm wondering, too, as simple as it is, like, I remember being a child, Mackenzie, I think I was like 8 or 9, and I broke my mom's little mirror she looked at probably just to do her hair, and I was like, oh no, 7 years of
bad luck. Was it true? Did it come to fruition?
Honestly, if I was 8 or so, you carry it to 33 now. It's been over 7 years of bad luck. It's been a lot.
Like, it's been 25 years of bad luck.
But you always hear, like, watch out for a black cat, and I kind of try to avoid that sometimes. Also, you hear, like, don't walk under a ladder.
Right. It was so funny with the black cat thing, though. I remember a black cat crossed my path, but I was like, nope, it has white paws.
It doesn't count. It's all right.
It doesn't count.
It's not full-fledged superstition. It's okay.
Right.
Now, what do you do if you hit like a black cat?
Oh, that's terrible. That's bad.
833-563-2539. Almost a third of Americans in a new survey admitted, yeah, they are superstitious. 9% said, yeah, we're very superstitious. And 66% claim they're not really that superstitious at all. So a majority of people are not. Men are more likely to say they are compared to women when this results were taken for the survey.
I feel like it's a double whammy, though, with the full moon and Friday the 13th.
I mean, weird things happen, right?
Yes.
Or bad luck. That's what I want to hear from you. If you've got an experience or a story, 833-563-2539. Pork chop. I mean, what about you, man? You have any bad luck?
This does not bother me at all. Literally, I'll go break a mirror, walk under a ladder. I will put a black cat on my shoulder. Yeah, it doesn't. There's no actual correlation. It's just a ladder. The ladder doesn't live. It has no meaning. You know, like people break mirrors all the time.
This is speaking to me because our producer Pork Chop has spoken two things into existence. Three now?
Yeah.
The last 2 days. Yesterday, talk about the meeting.
Okay, so we had, I hope the boss isn't listening, but I was like, I hate these meetings. I'm always so busy.
Yeah, what do you say? You're like, these are the dumbest meetings I've ever worked for. Whoever comes up with these must be an idiot.
No,
I think that's what you said.
He did not say that.
And our boss, he's so like on time. He's always like, you know, the meeting starts at 11:30. Be there. The meeting will not, you know, he never cancels meetings. Well, yesterday I was like, I hope this meeting gets canceled. We're all upstairs in the conference room and the internet wasn't working, so he canceled the meeting.
To be fair, your wishing upon things has continued, because guess what still doesn't work today? Our internet.
Our internet. No, but what else did you predict real quick?
What did I predict?
You predict something.
Oh, yeah, that I predicted. Remember that guy we had on the air yesterday
messaged on Grindr? That you have the hots for?
Yeah, I predicted,
that he's your new boyfriend?
He totally hates me right now, and I was like, watch, I bet you I could get to be messaging him. And, I mean, we kind of messaged yesterday a little bit.
Yes.
Well, if you're wondering, our coworker just heard all the things you said about the meeting.
Oh, the boss?
Yeah, they're not happy. That person is not happy, so good job.
Well, I hope we have 50 meetings today.
Oh my gosh, why would you say that?
Why would you even say that?
Use your power for good, not evil.
Seriously, Pork Chop, just get out of here. I'm turning your mic off.